the gospel, to give you a little bit of context, Jesus has given the power to heal to the disciples, to bring the word of God to the disciples, and they went out. And they went out, and they healed, and they actually raised people from the dead. It was a profound moment. But when they came back, that's this gospel. And he says, do not be afraid. So you can imagine what they ran into when they were out preaching and teaching and healing, that there were some people who did not want to hear it at all, weren't open to anything, nothing. And Jesus says three times in the gospel, do not fear, do not be afraid, and do not be afraid, over and over again. And he says, what has happened in the dark will be revealed in the light. Now that should give us all pause. That's to begin with. It gives us all pause. Stuff that, you know, we don't want the world to know will be known. Will be known in the presence of the Lord Jesus. And in a very special way, though, he calls us to be those same kind of witnesses. And remember a story I read in the book Tom Brown's School Days. It was written by Thomas Hughes. And it's the story of Tom in his days when he was at a boarding school, and he actually stayed with 12 other boys in this dormitory area. And Tom ended up having a lot of influence on all the boys. And then one particular day, there was a new boy that came into their dormitory. And the new boy knelt down to pray. Because obviously, that's the way he was trained. He knelt down to pray. And the boys began to laugh and snicker, and even one of the boys threw a shoe at him. And Tom was very, very touched, though, by the moment. And it was more, he remembered what his mother had taught him about prayer and about the love of God, and that he had not prayed since he had entered that boarding school. So the next night, the boys had planned to be even worse to the little guy that was kneeling down to pray. So the little guy knelt down to pray, but in that moment, Tom knelt down also. And that stopped the boys in their tracks. They didn't do anything. Tom's witness really touched them in a big way. And in a big way, it changed him too, as he knelt down to pray the prayers his mother had taught him. The gospel calling the disciples and the apostles and us to be witnesses. And one of the phrases I heard once was, a Christian preaches every day. A Christian preaches every day. The question for us is, what kind of a sermon or homily is it that we're preaching to those that are around us in a special way? Also, the invitation is to be a witness. So who have we witnessed to this past week? Our faith. It can't be just here, team. It needs to be out there. And so who needs us would be the first question. Who needs us? Who needs our prayer, or who needs our loving touch? Who needs our care? So children, who needs you? Your mother? Your father, your brother, your sister? And what can you do today to witness to them of Christ's love in your life? And parents, same thing. Who needs you? Even if the kids are far away, even if they're working somewhere or whatever, do they need you today? Do they need a text today? Do they need a little email? Do they need a call from you? And for those of us that are single, who is it that really needs us to witness to them of the love of Christ? It can be simply in prayer, or it can be simply with a text or a word or whatever. Call them. And it can be somebody you don't even know. Praying for those that maybe are on drugs and having trouble get off of drugs. Praying for those that are in prison right now. Praying for those that need your prayer, that need our prayer. Jesus says to us, don't be afraid. Witness to my love. witness to my grace. Bring healing to all those that you meet. Let his love flow through you to them in a special way, very special way. So during this Eucharist, let's pray that we may be good witnesses. Let's pray that as we preach our sermons every day, that they may be lifting up the name of Jesus and his love to all that we meet.